Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now on Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Bet Amud Aleph. At the bottom of the Amud, the next Mishnah, Bechor Shnit Arev B'Meyah. Let's say you have a Bechor, and that of course is exempt from Matanot, and it got mixed up with 100 other animals. Bizman Shemeyah Shochtin Et Kulan, when each of the animals is being shechted by a different person, Pochum Et Kulan, then the Bechor exempts all of them, because any animal that the Kohen will come up and say, give me the Matanot, you could say that was the Bechor. Prove it to me it wasn't. Echad Shochet Et Kulan, but if only one guy is slaughtering all 100, then Pochum Lo Echad, then one of them is exempt, because it might be the Bechor. Now, a Shochet the Kohen or the Goy. Let's say, and this already we already dealt with in the Gemara, if you slaughter on behalf of a Kohen or a non-Jew, patur min ha-matanot, then you're exempt. Hamishtatefimayim, let's say you're a partner with one of them, tzarich she'yirshom, you have to write somewhere on the animal, this belongs to a Kohen or to a non-Jew, people will understand why you're not giving matanot. Mar chutz min ha-matanot, patur min ha-matanot. If part of the deal was, except for the matanot, then you're exempt from matanot, and he keeps it. Amar Bechor li b'nei me'yaha shel parava, you ben matanot, if you bought the innards of an animal and they included matanot, you have to give them to the Kohen, and you cannot then turn to the Shochet and say, I'm not going to pay you full price because it included matanot that I had to give away. But lakhan himenu b'mishkal, if that you bought it by weight, then notnan l'kohen u'menakel u'menadamim, then you give it to the Kohen and you may discount your payment by what you lost. Now, the first question is, V'amai, why is it that when the Bechor gets mixed up, that exempts the animal? The Kohen should come, be able to come to you and say, one way or the other, you owe me the parts, because if it's a Bechor, then it's all mine. If not, then at least give me the matanot. We're talking about a Bechor that originally came to the Kohen, as a balmum, since he can do what he wants with it. Then he gave it or he sold it to Yisrael, and now he has no claim on it. So when it gets mixed up, you essentially have one that's patur, mixed up with ones that are chayav, and then it plays out as we saw in the Mishnah. Hashochet l'koin l'goy, patur min ha-matanot. So v'litni koin v'goy, patur min ha-matanot. Why does it say if you slaughter on behalf of them? Why doesn't it say they're exempt? So this is something that we saw at the end of the previous podcast. Rava says, this proves that you go to the tabach, not to the owner. You go to the guy who slaughters, if you're a Kohen, and say, you owe me these matanot. So therefore, the Mishnah is presented as, if you slaughter on behalf of a Kohen or a non-Jew, then you, the tabach, are exempt. Now, Darash Rava. Rava gave the following drasha to explain the halacha. The Torah says that you have to, if you slaughter an animal, and it's me'eta'am, what is that? V'lo me'eta kohanim. The am excludes the kohanim. We already saw the diyun about the levim. Shomer me'et zovchei hazavach, ve'omer afilu tabach kohen mashma. Why does it say me'et zovchei hazavach? To tell you, anybody who's slaughtering, even if the slaughter is a kohen, as long as the owner is not a kohen, then there is a responsibility for matanot. Now, Ushpazichne de Ritavla, here's a story. This particular Ritavla had a host. He stayed at his house. Kohenavi, the host was a Kohen. He was like a rooming house. Dachik Lemilti was very poor. Atta the Kamad Ritavla, he came to his guest, who was a rabbi, Amar Leh, and he said, what do I do? So he said, Zili Shtatev Padi Tabachi Yisrael, you're a Kohen. Go become a partner with non-Kohanic slaughterers. Since your presence will exempt them from giving matanot, they'll be happy to join with you. What happened? Rachman said to the non-Kohanic slaughterers, you still have to give matanot. So he, the Kohen, turned to Rav Nachman and said, why are you making them pay and therefore making me a less attractive partner? Rabbi Tavla and Tavla said that we're exempt. Amarle zil apik, you better take out the money and pay it. This is an idiom, which is literally, I'll take Rabbi Tavla out of your ear. What it means is, I'll disprove him. So what happened? Also, Rabbi Tavla came to Rav Nachman. He came to Rav Nachman. Amarle, my tam avid marachi. Why'd you do this? Amarle, dechiato racha barchanina midaroma. Amar b'shubin levi zikneha daroma ru. So we have a tradition that goes back to zikneha darom. in Israel. Said Kohen Tabach Shtayim Shalosh Matot Patur Min HaMatanot. If you have a Kohen who is a slaughterer, for the first 2 or 3 weeks, he is exempt from the Matanot. Mikan Ve'elah Chayav Matanot. Afterwards, he's already an established slaughterer. He's Chayav Matanot. So the host said, Batavla said, so at least give this Kohen 2-3 weeks, so that they'll he'll make a little money and get himself off the ground. The halacha of waiting 2 or 3 weeks is only if he doesn't have a store. Here he has a store, and therefore he's chayiv right away. So I'm Rav Chista. Now a few halachot about this. If a Kohen does not separate matnot, so now we see he has to give matanot. He's in cherem. So Bar Rav Shila made a comment. These shochtim in Hutzal, which evidently were Kohanim, are under the cherem of Rav Chista for 22 years now. Why did he mention 22 years? If it's because you think you can't continue the cherem, that's they've done their maximum time. When is there a limit to how much beitin interferes? Mitzvat lo tase. When you violate a lo tase, beitin punishes you a certain amount. Mitzvat tase can go on. When he refuses to fulfill mitzvat tase, like matanot, we enforce it all the way to the end. Literally till he dies. The whole issue of kofin al mitzvot is a complex sugya. Ella, the kansina no below atrito. What it means is, why did he mention 22 years? For the first 22 years, it's a good long time, violates that, the terms of the cherem, we have to give him a warning before we can continue the cherem. However, tula mishamtin, but now we can continue throwing the cherem as soon as we get a reliable report that he violated it without warning. We hear about Rava and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak both fining people who refuse to give matanot and having them pay either with a leg of the animal or with their garments. A fine. Rav Chista, Zroa Le'achad, another halacha of Rav Chista, which is the Zroa goes to one Kohen. The stomach goes to another. The chayim can be divided up. Meaning, you can't give a coin too small of a gift. So this is what you give. Aini, is that true? He came from Bab Eretz Yisrael, and he said, in Eretz Yisrael, they give one bone at a time to each coin. So you see, you can divide it up smaller. The answer is, Hatam b'detorah. That was talking about an ox. When it comes to an ox, each bone is really a larger bit. He said, you're not allowed to eat from an animal that has not yet had its matanot separated, kind of like tetruma. If you eat from an animal that didn't have them separated, it's like you're eating tevel. We don't rule that way. Another one. You have to eat them roasted and with some good spices. My tama amar kra limoshcha, because the Torah says matnot kuna are limoshcha, which means ligdula kederach shem lachim ochlim. It has to be given royally, so it's got to be eaten royally. V'yamrav chista asrim v'arba matanot kuna, the 24 matnot kuna, we already saw them. Kol kohen sheno bakibahen enon im lo matana. Any kohen who doesn't know all the laws of the different matanot, how to eat them, where to eat them, etc., he doesn't get any of them. Falam melti, that's not true, because the Tanur, Shimon Omer, Rekol Kohen Sheno Modeh Ba'avodah, that's the litmus test. Any Kohen that does not accept and agree to such obligations of the Avodah, Ein Lo Chelek B'Kunah, he doesn't get a Chelek. Chelek means a portion of the meat. Shenemar, Makrivet, Damash Tomim, Et HaChelek, Menei Aron, Lo Tiyah Shokeh Min Lamana. The Torah says, when it talks about Chazeh V'Shok, the Kohen who offers the Damash Tomim, which means Zrika, he gets the and puts the chelev on the mizbeach. He's the one who gets the shok. Now, ainli alazel bilvad. So it has to be a kohen who's willing to do the avodah. So I would only know that he has to be willing to do the avodah of zrika and of haktarat. Now that we're avodot, how do I know to include all 15 avodot kigon yitzikot, which is with shemen. Blilot and Ptitot and Lichot, these are all part of the Mincha. Tnufot v'Hagashot v'Hakmitzot, still part of the Mincha. Haktarot v'Hamlikot, Haktarot of of the animal parts, and Malikot, which is the which is Malik of a bird, v'kabalot, kabalat adam, hazaot of the dam, hashkat sota, v'fan egla, rufa, tart, mitzora, those three ceremonies, and a seed, kafayim, b'mifim, v'chutz, whether birchat kohanim in the mikdash or outside. Talmud b'nei Aaron, therefore the pasuk says, mibnei Aaron, telling me, avodah morah b'nei Aaron, any avodah that's said to b'nei Aaron, they have to be willing to do to get any part. Chol kohen, she'ino modeba, ein lo chelek b'kuna. If he doesn't accept it and agree that he's got a responsibility to do it, then he doesn't get a chelek. Tam adeno modeba. So the issue simply is whether or not he accepts the responsibility. Hamodeba fagav deno bakiban. If he accepts the responsibility, even if he's not an expert, he gets a chelek. Okay? So that disproves what we just said. Rabbi Amrav Huna Marav. Chutin shebalachi asurim. The lachi has some fibrous pieces in it. They're asur. Why? Because of dam. Any coin doesn't know how to take them out properly. You can't give it to him. It's a different problem. It's a concern that he's going to eat something inappropriate. And now, velohi. Again, we reject that. Because ibatavia, if you roast it made of divi, the blood comes out. Ve'ilik dera, if you cut it in, you're putting it into a pot. Either machtich lehu, if you cut it, umalachlu, and you salt it made of divi, the blood comes out. If you know how to salt something, and you could do it or roast it. Amarava, Barakon Rabbi Yosef. Yosef tested us with the following. Hai kahana dechatif matanta. If a kohen grabs matnat kahuna, chavuvika machabiv mitzvah, is it because he loves the mitzvah and he's a good guy? Or zilzulika mazal mitzvah, is he degrading the mitzvah? Well, pashatnale, we answered him from the pasuk that says vinatan, you have to give it to the kohen. Veloshi tol me'atzmo, he can't take it on his own. So Amarabai, Mereish habechatif na matanta. Abaye, who was a kohen, said, originally I used to grab the matanot. I thought that showing that I love the mitzvah. Well, she told me it's more. I heard of Yosef's lesson. Vinatan means they have to give it to you. You can't take it on your own. I wouldn't grab it anymore. Then, but what I would do is I would say, please give me the matana. I would say it. Then I heard a comment on the description of Shmuel's sons being corrupted as judges. What happened is they would come to the people and say, give me your portion, gift or payment. So when Abai heard that, he said, oh, they were not good, so therefore I'm not even going to do that. I'm not going to even ask for my chelek. But if people offer it, I'll take it. Then I heard the Breita about Lechem HaPanim that says Atznuin Moshchim Et Yedeihem. That the Tznuin, the more modest people, would pull away from the Lechem HaPanim. Vagagranim Ochokin, and the hungry ones would take it. Meaning when Lechem HaPanim was given, the real appropriate people would let the other people take it. Mishkal Amilo Shakilna. I already stopped taking Matnot Kuna, even if they were offered to me. Levar Mimali Yom Nechipur. Except once a year on Erev Yom Kippur, I would take it. Lachzuk Enav Shai B'Chahani. In order to be just demonstrate that I'm a Kohen. People shouldn't forget I'm a Kohen. So once a year I took the things. V'lifros Yadeh. Why doesn't he just do Berchat Kohanim? That will establish him. The answer is Ansi Le'idna. Because the time that he taught was often during the time of Berchat Kohanim, and the students would pester him with questions, and he wouldn't make it to Berchat Kohanim. So to be sure that at least once a year he would demonstrate his kuna, he would take Matnot Kuna when given to him. Rabbi Yosef, Hai Kahana Di'ilei Tzumar Rabbanim Shavute, Udchikalei Milta. If you have a Kohen, and the Kohen has a Taman Chacham who lives in his neighborhood, and the Taman Chacham is poor, is an inverse of the problem we had before with Rabbi Tavla. Liz Kilei Matanta, he should make sure to give the Matanot to him. Even though he didn't yet get it, but makarekun alviya, as long as there are people that know him and who regularly give him their matanot, he can already give them to the fellow before he got them. Meaning, he can already say to him, you can collect it, and because they are people who always give this kohen their matanot, therefore he can kind of assume them to be coming. So now we have a story about that. Rav Safra, who were neither of them Kohanim, he called Vemar Yochna Bered Rav Chana Bar Ada, or Vamrila Vemar Yochna Bered Rav Chana Bar Bizna. So they came to this fellow's house. Avilu Igla Telta. They made a big fat calf. And the Rav of the Shame, so Rav said to the servant who was a Kohen, Zachilan Matanta, please give us the Matanot. I'd like to eat tongue with the chardal. And the tongue was connected to the lechayim. Zachile, the servant did it. Rava achal, Rava was happy to eat. Rav Safra lo achal, he refused to eat. Quirav Rav Safra b'chavos, Rav Safra had a dream, and in the dream he was made to read the pasuk, Ma'adeh bega b'yom kara chometz al neter v'shar b'sharim alev rat. Which means, literally, if you have a garment, you put it on a cold day, then it's like putting vinegar on with soap or something, with lye, and singing. What does this all mean? So, Atakam Rav Yosef, Amar le'dum mishum da'avri ashmata demar akren hachi. He said, he came to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, and he said, you know what, you, Rav Yosef, you taught this lesson that we just saw, that a Kohen can give his gift to somebody who was in need. Maybe I was made to read this kind of negative pasuk because I didn't live up to your reading, because Rava arranged for it, and I refused to eat it, so it's like I was denying your teaching. Amriana, she said, no, what I was talking about Ba'achera, I was talking about when you're mezaka to somebody else, not for yourself. Shama Balkorche mezaka. Here, the servant was being forced to be mezaka to Rava. Also, when did I say it? Lamandul Efshalei. That was for a poor guy. Hi Efshalei. Here, you have a person who's wealthy. Why is he doing this? Which means that Rav Safra, you were right. And my teaching did not extend to what Rava did. So why was I made to read this pasuk? So his answer, Klape Rava. You were made to read this pasuk really about Rava, not about yourself, that he did something wrong. They cry in the Rava, so why didn't he have this dream? Rava Nazufave, the answer is that Rava at that time was kind of rejected by God. God wasn't going to show him the dream, so Rav Safra got it. Well, I buy the Rav Dimi. So he said, a pashta that cried Mike Tiv, what's the pasuk really talking about? Amalei b'shonel tamid sheno hagun, teaching a student who is not a proper. V'yuna marav kol shonel tamid sheno hagun, nofel b'geinom. If you teach a student who's improper and won't know what to do with that teaching, well, and you'll end up in Gehinom. Shenar ko choshech tamun itzfunav tochleu eish lo nupach yirash sarid bi ohalo. So all this darkness is hidden. He's going to be eaten by fire. Fire that's not been ignited, shall we say, or not been bellowed. The Sarid has done bad in his tent. What's Sarid? Sarid is Tamil Chacham, Shemar, Vesridim, Asher, Adonai, Koreit. So the Sarid was not doing the proper thing, which is the Tamil Jeno Hagun, so you end up burning by that fire. Asher, Amar, Vzera, Amar, Avkol, Shem, Tamil Jeno Hagun, Kuzorek, Evan, Lamarkulis. He compares it to worshipping Mercury by throwing a rock at it. Shemar, Kuzorek, Evan, Margimah, Kenotin, Lichsil, Kavod. Giving Kavod to a fool, which is giving Torah to a fool, is like putting a rock into a sort of like a catapult. Uchtiv lo naved chsil ta'anug. A chsil should not have proper pleasure, which is talking about here about teaching. Okay, we'll pause this point. We'll pick it up at the interpretation of the rest of the Mishnah in the next podcast. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.